This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, racing downhill with lunatic middle-aged skateboarders. First, to the sun-blistered border city of Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, a hub for drug traffickers on their way north into Texas. Drug cartels, warring over control of the smuggling routes, are killing civilians and police officers almost daily. In an effort to control the chaos, the Mexican government suspended the local police force and sent in troops and federal police to investigate corruption. I spoke about the situation earlier with Dallas Morning News reporter Alfredo Corchado. He's there covering the story. Alfredo, welcome to Day to Day, and tell me, what is the situation now in Nuevo Laredo with the federales in control?
Well, it's an interesting day today because after more than a month, the city police is back on duty today. Many were being investigated for corruption, for alliances with the drug cartels. Today, after a month and a half, they're back on the street, so people are kind of either nervous or anticipating even more violence.
There's a new police chief. He's been on duty about 2 weeks now. His predecessor was shot dead last month, just a few hours after he took office. How is this new chief going to do?
Well, for one thing, he has bodyguards. The last one, as you said, was killed, I think, 7 hours after he took over his job on his way home. Omar Pimentel, the new chief, says that he has learned a lesson and he has a number of bodyguards with them. He's promised to raise the pay for the cops and has promised to cut on corruption. He said they're training at least 600 additional cops. Today they're back in the streets, but only half of the 765 actually have jobs.
I hadn't realized this, but I guess Nuevo Laredo has really become a very important transshipment point for drug trafficking.
Yes, Nuevo Laredo, or the Laredo area, is the number one entry point for land trade. The I-35 corridor is very coveted by the competing drug cartels.
What about these two gangs that are fighting for control here? There's the Juarez cartel that I gather is based in Juarez, Mexico, and a Gulf cartel.
Yes, you have those two cartels. One is the Juarez cartel, is also known as the Sinaloa cartel. That part of the organization is run by a man named Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. His armed enforcers are known as the Men in Black or the Zeros. They're ex-paramilitary deserters from the Mexican army versus the Gulf cartel, whose armed enforcers are the Zetas. They're also former paramilitary groups. Now, the core members of the Zetas were trained in the United States to take on drug cartels. Osiel Cardenas, who is the leader of the Gulf cartel, basically bribed them and said, you know, how much money are you making? I'll double it, if not triple it. And at least 31 members deserted the Mexican military and are now working for the Gulf cartel. And that's why the level of violence is so bloody here along the border.
And these are well-trained former soldiers, in some cases trained by the U.S.
Exactly.
So these drug cartels have been battling each other in Nuevo Laredo to get access to I-35. How do the people there think things are going to go with their own police force back in control? I mean, what do people think is going to happen there?
Well, actually, it's kind of interesting because when the federales came in and took the local police off the force, many of the local business people and local Nuevo Larenses were applauding the move. But now, weeks later, they're kind of happy to see the force back because, ironically, over the weekend, Reforma, the Mexico City newspaper, had a story showing that since the federales come in, the murder rate has actually increased. In 41 days of what President Fox calls Operation Safe Mexico, they've been registered 35 deaths, or at least one every 28 hours. Also, the rate on assaults, rate on of kidnappings has increased by about 50%. So people are kind of, we were talking to some merchants last night, and they were saying, it's better the devil you know than the one you don't know.
Alfredo Cachado of the Dallas Morning News on developments in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. Alfredo, thank you.
My pleasure.